And what I mean by that is, Marcus, shut up. I need you to listen very closely, because if you are wondering, I need to confirm for you that this is indeed the Weirdzilla podcast. It's a very casual podcast where we discuss bizarre, slightly disturbing, but mostly all around silly things for the possible outcome of entertainment. But when I told you I needed you to relax, I didn't mean, you know, literally, as you are almost on the floor
in lounge mode. I have reclined my chair. Only you can see this. I don't know why you ratted me out to all the people listening at home.
No.
I got my legs spread out. I am the comfiest boy.
I think the best part about this is that I need to take a picture of it, because I can only see your, like, your teethy smile of your fake as your microphone's in your face. Oh my gosh.
I would say, you know how all podcasts are done sitting up? Why not change it? Let's change the game, okay? And make the new standard lay down podcasts.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I have no preference. I would prefer not to look directly into your face anyway, so I think it's an all-around win.
That's over rude. Here,
but no, it's okay. You doing okay? You living the dream?
I am living the dream. I am so excited for this episode, okay? Do you want to tell them what this episode's topic is?
I'll tell them what the topic is, but as we are, you know, indeed in our infancy stages of the show, and we're getting our podcast sea legs, mm-hmm. even though some might say that we already have them because we've done other things, but also some others might not say that because of how unprofessional we are. But
it's a new dynamic. We're getting to know each other through the podcast.
We're exploring each other's bodies. You're on the floor. I'm in my house. It's a good time. So before we dive in deep to this week's, you know, big vibe, I want to kick us off with our new what do you want to call it?
It came from inside the house, where we talk about stories you guys send us. And if you want to send us stories, you can send them to weirdzillapodcast@gmail.com. I did just make up that name for the segment right now.
What was the name? I didn't even hear it.
It came from inside the house.
Okay, let's go with that. That was so insane. You took me off guard. I didn't know what was happening.
I'm sorry.
Because keep in mind, I still can't see your face, so I just heard yelling.
But I can see your face, and I saw the panic in your eyes when you're like, we need a segment name. So that's what it is now.
It came from inside the house, even though it's not applicable to probably half of the stories that we're going to read. But yes, if you have a weird, strange, gross, spooky tale that you want us to read for our enjoyment mostly, weirdzillapodcast@gmail.com. We have a few. We solicited some friends just to kind of get us rolling.
Okay.
And I haven't read any of these. They might, you know. Yeah. I don't know where it's going to go.
I would say let's do two of them.
Are you sure?
I don't want to blow through all of them. We're pre-recording these episodes. You know what I mean? I want a couple for next time.
Wait, so you said you want to read two of them?
Yeah, you read two of them, right? You want to read all of them.
Well, no, I was just going to do one each episode.
Oh, one each episode.
Well, to make them last. I mean, you say
okay.
You know what, you're right. Correct me if I'm wrong. You just said you wanted them to last, but then you instructed me to read two of the emails.
I thought you were going to read all of them, so two is less than all of them. And
it's
man,
very clear.
Our inbox is full.
It's very clear that we haven't discussed this prior.
Do you want to restart the episode?
No, I think this
got
is
it. Okay,
I think this
good,
is good,
good.
This is premium content.
100%.
If this isn't genuine, I don't know what is. All right, so we're gonna do our first email. Unless if you want me to read all of them, but that's fine.
Can you say it came from inside the house, but like spooky, and then start?
I can't do it better than what you did, so I'm not gonna try.
Fair.
We're gonna dive in. Okay, just shut your trap. We're gonna dive in. All right, so this is from Nikki, and she says okay, long story short, but it's fairly lengthy, so yeah, sure. Okay, and I quote, "My parents had this friend named Joe. He was retired Air Force and a plumber on the side and made bank. Literally had so much money. He had very expensive taste and had a small car obsession. Small car obsession. I'm not sure if that means.
He was obsessed with tiny cars. That's what I take it to mean. I do not take it any other way else. Yes. This man collects clown cars and thinks smaller than clown cars.
I love it. What's smaller than a clown car? Email in at weirdzillapodcast.gmail.com.
Micro machines, baby.
Yeah, okay. All right. My family and I have known him for quite some time. Not only did he have a new expensive car each month, but he also knew how to make people laugh. That's charming. So one night after leaving his pool party, I was a bit grown and was ready to move out of the house. I had a dream that Joe bought another new car. It wasn't his usual fancy sports car, but it was a Volkswagen Beetle. I had a dream that he was bragging about his new slug bug and how cool it was because it had a plant on the dashboard.
Okay, so super lame. Definitely a small in size car collection, because one, if he's buying a car every month, that is not a small car collection. And if he's bragging about a Volkswagen Beetle, then it is the size of the car that is small. We solved this mystery.
It's not the size of the car that matters, but the size of your man. Here we come to the weird part, she says. Oh, wait. She says that she woke up, laughed about it, and then she forgot about it.
Okay.
And then here we come to the weird part. 2 weeks later, I come home one morning from staying at a friend's house, and my parents were eating breakfast at the table. The gall. I sat down. That was my ad lib. She didn't actually say it. Sat down, and they were laughing about the night before, since they were out with friends. Then my dad starts to tell a story about how Joe showed up at the party with a Volkswagen Beetle and was doing burnouts in the parking lot.
Oh, shit.
My eyes were wide, and I was like, huh? Repeat what you just said. They began to tell me how funny he was and how he told everyone it was his new car. Then my dad goes, oh, and it had a flower on the dashboard? An actual flower? I said, ha ha ha, that's hilarious, and walked away because I was so weirded out. No lie, to this day, I have told no one about this story. What happened in real life was a dream I had 2 weeks before it happened. Huh.
That's really interesting.
Kind of dope.
Have you had any experience with premonitions? Is that anybody you know? If you have a dream of something that happens later, a premonition. Have you ever know anybody who has had one?
I think the closest I have gotten to that personally is just having like deja vu moments.
Those are
real, man, and I'm sure that there is a scientific explanation. Is there not?
Yeah, I've looked into it because for years I used to have like really bad deja vu. Like every single day I would have deja vu. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? What is this? And I spent some time Googling it and I couldn't find anything that was like definitive. This is why deja vu exists.
You got on Dr. Google and even the mightiest.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't even help. Bizarre. Well, thank you, Nikki, for emailing in, even though I had to bug you to do it. It's okay. Thank you for caring that much about me and my personal endeavors. Okay. All right.
Are you ready to dive in to today's episode?
This is gonna be an interesting one. Do you want me to take the helm, or do you
the topic of the episode, and then I want to jump in, and I'm gonna rag on you a little bit. And explain why it's the topic of the episode.
Why are you ragging on me?
I want you to tell everyone what the topic of the episode is.
Okay. Well, again, in popular fashion, I don't think we have a mutually agreed title for this. So, okay. So your initial pitch for a topic in the mm-hmm. vast list of topics that we have was at some point we talk about people that, for lack of a better explanation, claim to have had physical and intimate relations with ghosts.
Okay, hold on. You're being so PG. I said I want to look up stories about people who have sex with ghosts. And you said, no, sir. I will not have that on my podcast. I don't want my ghosts living in sin. They need to be married. So now,
I didn't say anything like this.
The topic of this episode is ghost marriage, not ghost sex.
Here's the thing. You were off to a banging start there as you were ragging on me, but then to end it by saying that the title ended up apparently being Ghost Marriage, I feel like that still lands in my favor technically.
The title isn't Ghost Marriage. I'm just saying that's the subject of the episode.
I'm just saying. So we're going to talk about people that like you'd like to get freaky with ghosts
or lack thereof, which is actually called spectrophilia.
I saw it.
It is. Yep. It is the sexual attraction to ghosts.
How do you feel about this in general? So, I mean, it seemed like you had been thinking about this at least once before suggesting it for what's happening right now. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, considering I'm the one who suggested this topic, I'm going to say that I had seen several stories regarding women who were talking about their experiences having sex with ghosts. So that popped up in my head when I was like, oh, we want to talk about weird things. Let's talk about that because I want to look more into that. And we did, and I regret it.
Okay, I was going to say, were you satisfied with your findings?
I am satisfied. I had a good laugh, and hopefully we can bring a good laugh to you guys listening at home.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so as we dive in, you had mentioned previously that you were worried that we had found some of the same stories and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I had mentioned that I would be shocked if we didn't have a specific one on both of our lists because it's kind of insane and I love it. Do you want to try to start with that one?
Yes, I would say you start with that one and then I can chime in with if I have any additional like research on that person.
Okay, so just to clarify, if we have the same story, why don't you give me a key word, just one word, to see if I pick up on it instantly and know if we're there.
Pirate?
All right, say no more. All right, so here we go.
Is it the same one?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Holy cow, man. We probably could just fill the whole time with this. This is prime content. And I'm sure this is not the first time anyone has obviously talked about it or profited off of
it. It doesn't matter. We haven't talked about it before, so we're talking about it now.
Okay, all right. So from where I gather this story, the headline was the headline is this is from 2018, at least the version I have.
Okay.
Woman marries 300-year-old pirate ghost.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, do you want me to just read it? You want me to just
go through it. And I'm going to chime in with like jokes and updates because I think you have the most recent article that was written. So you might have all the updates, but if not, I will add things.
After the initial article, I do have a follow-up section.
Good.
Okay. Good. So we'll just start. And okay. So this is about a woman. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Did you ever hear it spoken by someone else?
I did not hear it. I would say go with Tag.
Teague? We'll go with Teague.
Okay,
all right. Teague. All right, listen closely. An Irish woman made funny news headlines this year after revealing that she had married the ghost of a 300-year-old Haitian pirate. Amanda Teague, 45 years old and unbothered by the 255-year age difference, married the ghost of Jack Teague, a Haitian pirate who allegedly sailed the seven seas in the early 1700s. Ironically, Mrs. Teague works as a Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator in Ireland. The pair first met, if you can call it a meeting, in 2015 when Teague was lying in bed at her home in Drogheda, Ireland. Those Ireland people and their names. She said she had felt a ghostly presence in her room and continued to do so almost every night after. 6 months after first feeling the ghost's presence, Teague said she developed feelings for him. Together, they made plans to wed. The wedding took place on a stormy day, of course, in July of 2016 and was short, small, and functional. The registrar who recorded the marriage was present, as was a medium who Jack Teague was communicating through. Teague, who took her spectral husband's last name, claims that she is the first person in the UK to marry a ghost. Quite possibly true as it is, not legal in the UK to marry a deceased person. We sailed into international waters so we could legally marry, Teague said. It's not legal in the UK or Ireland to marry a deceased person, so we spoke to some lawyers and did it officially. To be clear, the marriage is not expressly recognized by the law, though Teague says she followed procedures instructed to her by her lawyers that allowed her to bypass certain rules. I haven't been challenged yet, Teague said. There was one government agent who asked me to explain my situation, and I told him about spirituality and our connection. He just accepted that.
That's amazing.
So that's the initial story we get.
I love that so much. I found that same exact story. This is the woman that I saw originally. She's one of the two women that I saw that made me want to talk about ghost marriages. Because she is such an interesting character. She has this obsession with pirates. And she then, coincidentally, found a ghost husband that also was a pirate.
Let's not downplay the fact, as quoted by this article, that this woman, what was her name? Amanda, did work as a Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator in Ireland.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like, amazing. She also, I don't know if you saw videos, but I was watching videos of her, and she claims that her ghost husband looks exactly like Jack Sparrow. Not the, like, the person that he is historically based on, but the Johnny Depp Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, okay. All right. So tell me, cards on the table. When you read this story and you watch some videos of her and you're just breathing this in like oxygen.
Uh-huh.
What does your gut tell you about Haitian pirate ghosts and wedding them?
You know what? Such? I would say marrying ghosts is it seems like a scary business to get into. You know what
Pun
I'm
not
saying?
Intended?
Pun not intended.
Very good.
Especially pirate ghosts. You don't know what they've been up to this whole time. How can you trust them? Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
What good. Are they doing? What are their intentions?
Whose booty are they plundering, if I may be crass?
Hell yeah. Oh my God, I came up with the worst joke. You want to hear it?
I don't know, but I guess.
What do you, yes and. You got a yes and. It's improv rules.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever. Sure. Go ahead.
Hold on. Why did the dead pirate come back? Why did the ghost pirate come back from the dead?
Because of the booty.
For the booty. There you go, baby. Great joke.
That was good. That was good. So to move quickly away from that.
No.
So I also would like some photographic evidence that the wedding just so happened to take place on a stormy day.
It did.
I feel like
there's videos of it. Yeah, she did it on a boat, right? Or something, and it was raining a lot. And she just had a huge picture of Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow with her as a representation of her spectral spouse.
Hey, okay, so really quick, before I forget, because my brain jumps around, another thing I wanted to hit on, where was it at? Okay. I love this. Okay. So it also says, 6 months after first feeling the ghost's presence, the Haitian pirate ghost presence, Teague said she developed feelings for him. Together, they made plans to wed. That's lovely.
How long?
What are these?
6 months?
Six. That's not where I'm going. So
I was
going to
say that's a short amount of time.
Shut up. What is the planning process
for a wedding? Honestly, it's probably the same for marrying a human living male, because I doubt there are many men who have input on weddings. There should be more, and they should also like put in the effort into dealing with wedding stuff. But I know there's a lot of guys out there who don't care or don't do anything. So honestly, it might have been the same.
Which one do you think you are?
Me, I care. I care a lot about everything, and I want to like make sure that whoever I'm with isn't doing too much of the heavy lifting themselves in the relationship.
I feel like I do a lot. Like, I cook, I clean, I take care of stuff.
You're kind of the ultimate catch.
I am. My girlfriend is very lucky.
You know what? Get her in here. Let's tell her how it is. Okay. Okay. So before we get to the follow up section, do you have any other comments about this?
I have
this
one.
What seemed to be dreamy, oh, to be like you type of romantic story.
I have one thing to say, and this is a message to men listening to this podcast. This is a message to straight men, to men who are interested in women and looking to get married to a woman. Guys, you need to fucking step up your game because you are losing out to ghosts. Okay? Women are going to another dimension, another plane of existence to find a husband because you aren't doing good enough. Fucking do better. That's all I have to say.
You caught me off guard there. That, you know what? Wow. Especially in these times. What a time to be alive. Okay, all right. Yeah, public service announcement there from Marcus.
Hell yeah.
You're Marcus, I'm Josh, by the way. I forgot about that in the intro.
Oh, we forgot to do that part.
That's okay. You know, we're
learning, guys. Forgive us.
I'm walking like my infant child who isn't walking yet. All right, so I read that story, and obviously as I collected the necessary information to present, there was indeed a follow-up article that just happened to be under that.
Yes. And
it literally made me chuckle out loud because
I laughed so hard when I saw what you're about to say.
Okay. We'll talk about it after. Okay. So the title of the one that we just read was Woman Marries 300-Year-Old Pirate Ghost. That was 2018. I didn't get the date for the follow-up, but the title for the follow-up is Irish Woman Married to the Ghost of Pirate Divorces Him Through Exorcism.
Now we really have to dig deep into this picture because a normal divorce is hard, right? Like, you don't want to end up owing money to your spouse, especially if you have kids, deciding how you're going to split the time with the children. It's very hard. But imagine if your divorce ended with you being booted from this plane of existence. That's fucked.
It's, you know, how else should it have ended, though, you know? I don't know. Okay, it was really the word exorcism that did it for me, and I think I choked on whatever it was that I was drinking at that moment. Okay, so shall I read?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amanda Teague, the Irish woman, apologies if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, the Irish woman who made headlines after marrying the ghost of a pirate in 2016 has revealed that she has divorced her ghost husband using exorcism. Teague explained that she began to explore spirituality in 2010 after her son died in hopes of finding a link to the other side. She said it was 5 years before Jack presented himself, and even then it took Teague months for her to believe he was who he said he was. She explains that she never encountered a physical being of Jack, but instead knew him through feelings of energy. When confronted with the notion that people may see her as mad for her beliefs, Teague asserts that it's no different from people who go to get tarot card readings or people who believe in some sort of God that cannot be seen. Teague said her and Jack's relationship was intimate, as opposed to physical. I've always really struggled with my sexuality from a young age, Teague said. I would identify as being on the asexual spectrum, so the physical body isn't really important. It's more about the energy connection or the chemistry. Teague reveals now that the first time she noticed anything wrong with her relationship was a few months after their marriage. There's more. Any comments so far?
I'm going to say that I know where this is going. And I don't know if you have to read the whole rest of the article, but...
Well, fine. Smell you.
No, I'm just going to say. But it is... It's just... I don't know. It's just... It's so upsetting because I was going to say, like, if you skip ahead a little bit, she, after the marriage happened...
Yeah.
She started getting sick immediately afterwards.
Okay.
And blamed her ghost husband for her sickness.
I'd like to quote a few of these lines.
Please,
because
do.
I feel like they're worth quoting. Okay, so hang on, there was one thing I wanted to, well, maybe not. You made me lose my voice. And I quote, "Things happen, you can't blame things happen. You can't blame everything on the paranormal," admits Teague. "But I also knew about spiritual attachments and possessions." Teague says she consulted with other people about her issues, but they assured her everything was fine. However, she says that her issues continually grew worse, eventually putting her into the hospital with a near-fatal bout of sepsis that required emergency surgery in 2018.
Holy
Teague
shit.
Teague believes her former husband Jack was the root of her problems. "He was basically like an energy vampire," she quotes. Okay, so she goes on and she just says how, you know, when spirits stay around too long, they need an energy source, obviously. Unfortunately, Jack was using her as an energy source. Classic pirate thing to do. So as she closes up, you know, she says, and I quote, "In a way, I do regret it," I'm assuming the exorcism. and in a way, I don't, because it's given me a lot of lessons. It's given me a lot of opportunities that I wouldn't have had. I do believe that everything happens to us for a reason. She says that she has now cut all ties with the spiritual world. "I was stronger than him. Ultimately, I'm proud of what I did, and I'm really proud that I've managed to get my life back together. I'm much happier now."
That's amazing. It's you know what? Personal growth is incredible.
Okay, interesting. Go on.
It's just so good that someone can realize, you know what? I'm in a bad relationship and I need to get out. Right? Like, a lot of times that takes therapy and growth to realize that.
Or an exorcism.
To realize that you're in a toxic relationship and you need to get rid of that person. Get rid of them however you need to, baby. That's what I'm saying.
I guess. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. So that's the legend or the sea shanty of the Teague family, if I may say. So yeah. Any closing remarks on that one? I mean, I'd like to think that the next few ones that we have here are going to be their own vibe. So
yeah.
What's on your mind?
I would say I have another one that is along the same vibe as this one. So I'm interested to see what you think of it.
Why don't you go ahead and take the reins then, since I just went on.
I'm also going to apologize because I closed the door and my cat is meowing nonstop.
I haven't heard him once.
And scratching at the door. So if you hear that, I apologize for that audio issue. My next one is going to be serious because I was thinking we'd do funny. And then I want to save my last funny one for later. So, because it's of the same vibe, but it's even better than the pirate ghost lady. I think I could be wrong.
Okay. So do you technically have two left as well?
I have two left as well. Yes.
We're cooking with oil now.
Hell yeah. Okay. So I looked up ghost marriages and I found something that I didn't know. Apparently, ghost marriages have been going on for over 3,000 years in China. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
No?
Maybe. Probably not. Continue.
So in China, there's a thing called ghost weddings where people can marry the dead and the dead can marry the dead. And it's really interesting.
Who keeps track of that part?
So over in China, family heritage and like honor and stuff like that is really important. And a lot of times a woman is seen as less than if she's not able to get married. And in some parts of China, that is still like the case.
Mm-hmm.
So a workaround for this is that if a woman is unable to get married, then she is allowed to marry the son of or a dead son or a ghost person.
Okay.
So that's a workaround. So that allows her to continue being unmarried, but still technically married, so her nothing happens to her honor. It's really interesting.
Yes, to say the least.
From like a historical perspective, you know, it's just like, it's cool. And it started because, I don't know, actually don't know why it started, but the practice has gone on because of this, the disparity of the population of men versus women, and the fact that the views on women, unmarried women, still being seen as less than, it still goes on, so that way they can at least be married, and also like dowries are still exchanged and all that other business that goes on with marriage, which is kind of crazy.
You've got my attention.
So it happens all the time. It happened during war times, especially because a lot of the men were going out to war and dying, and women were left at home and unable to marry or anything like that. And so a lot of times the family would take care of the women because the women would still marry their deceased partners that were off at war.
Yeah.
It
is very interesting, and I had a thought, and I'm not sure if it's ignorance or not, but I guess I'll say it.
For the sake of
potting. You know, you mentioned honor, and where was this at again? I forget. Did you say China?
Yeah, China.
So you mentioned honor, and obviously that is a big deal, and I hope it to be a big deal everywhere for the sake of, you know, being a stand up person. But you more or less said that marrying the dead was better than nothing in so few words
in this society. Yeah,
sure. And I guess I just find that, obviously, it is really interesting, because in any other society I wouldn't even like take the insane, like you're mad or whatever thing out of it. I feel like it's almost I don't know, I'm not sure if cop out would be the right word, but a one-sided decision, maybe?
It's upsetting. It is upsetting because I think that women who want to be alone should be able to be alone. I think if a woman doesn't want to get married, she shouldn't have to get married. But, you know, this is a nice way for her to get out of it, at least.
Okay. I suppose I'll be on the same page with you.
I imagine, like, if you're like... a lesbian in China around like 3,000 years ago, it must have been really hard for you to live and figure your shit out. So maybe marrying a ghost husband is better than, you know, facing whatever punishments your family has for you.
So what's the difference between marrying a ghost and marrying a deceased person?
Huh. Well, yeah, okay. So in China, not all of China, but in the places where this is practiced, it's believed that ghosts continue living their lives. And there's a quote here that says, the basic ideology behind ghost weddings is that the deceased continue their lives in the afterlife, Dr. Huang says.
Ooh.
So if someone didn't get married when they lived, they still need to be wedded after their death.
Oh.
So in Taiwan, I'll read this whole last part of the passage just so that way, just for some clarification. In Taiwan, if an unmarried woman passes away, her family may place red packets with cash, paper money, a lock of hair, a fingernail out in the open and wait for a man to pick them up. The first man to pick up the packets is chosen as the groom, and it is believed to be bad luck if he refuses to marry the ghost bride. That's some corpse bride shit right there.
That's some luck of the draw for you there.
It's so, oh my God, sometimes they dig up the bones too for their wedding rituals and stuff. It gets pretty crazy. I highly recommend anyone who's interested in ghost weddings to look up Chinese ghost weddings and you know, learn more about the rituals behind them. Yeah, because they're interesting to watch. There's videos on YouTube too.
Get educated, but also, might I be so bold to say that having the bones of your bride what's the other one called? What are they called?
The groom?
Having the bones of that person is miles above having a cardboard cutout of Jack Sparrow. Am I wrong?
I mean, it's grosser than just having a cardboard cutout of Jack Sparrow.
I feel like it's more almost justified. I feel like you have a lot more to show for it.
So you would rather have the bones of your ghost husband or wife in
my
your
ghost
room,
husband
or wife in your room than Jack Sparrow.
You know,
oh man, you know what it would be an interesting experiment? Guys, let us know. Reach out to us on social media. What side are you on? What's less wild of a thing to say to someone else that, hey, I'm married to this cardboard cutout of Jack Sparrow, or hey,
oh, Jack Sparrow.
These bones that are here in my living room, that's my ghost husband.
that's my boo thing is what I would say. I'm hip.
Okay.
Wild.
That was my article.
That's good, man. You did some edumacating in that one.
Oh,
good
yeah.
For you.
I'm teaching the world, man, stuff.
I'm not going to leave here. No, let me change that. Be patient. I'm not going to get it right. Anyway. All right. So unfortunately, mine will not be anywhere near as educational and, worth sharing, but I'm going to share it anyway. Okay. Well, let me see. Yep. Okay. All right, I hope you don't have this one, because this people are weird, man.
Okay,
and in saying that, I am in no means looking down or shaking my finger at anyone for the decisions that they make for their life personally and things like that.
Uh huh.
It's just an interesting thing being able to read about it from afar, I suppose.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right. So this is from 2020. Why did I say that? 2020, last year. The headline goes as thus: man says he has been dating a ghost for 2 years, but fears she's cheating on him now.
Oh my God. What?
Does this ring a bell? Ring a bell to you?
Married for 20 years?
No.
Sorry. What did you say?
At first I said this was from 2020 for some reason, but then I said it's from last year, 20. Yeah. So man says he has been dating a ghost for 2 years, but fears she's cheating on him now.
I did not find this at all. I'm very excited.
You're in for a doozy. Okay. And I quote, New Jersey. In today's bizarre news of the day, a man in New Jersey is convinced that he is dating a ghost, and says that he's been dating a ghost called Lisa for 2 years. However, that's not the end of the story. Gary D. Noia, sorry I said that wrong, who has been in a committed relationship with Lisa for 2 years, says that he is now facing problems in his relationship amid the lockdown. He's convinced that his relationship is on the rocks due to fears his ghostly girlfriend is cheating on him. Gary explained how at the beginning of the lockdown, he and the paranormal spirit were very intimate since they had more time than ever together. But he laments how things have changed now and is concerned that she's out seducing other men. He told the Daily Star Online, "This past month, she's out all the time. Never tells me where she's going. Just says she's going out with friends. She could be anywhere with anyone. And I've always felt secure in our relationship, but lately we haven't been as intimate. I'm worried that she's cheating on me. She says I'm being paranoid. I mean, I'm not crazy, am I? It just doesn't make any sense. I can understand wanting space, but something just feels off," he added. Well, wishing Gary and Lisa the best of luck with their relationship.
That's hilarious. It's one thing to be in a relationship with a ghost, but it's another thing entirely to be so insecure in your relationship that you think your ghost partner is cheating on you.
So I think that's where part of this stuff kind of gets off the rails a little bit. My first comment is, how do we feel about the ghost's name being Lisa? Because I feel like that's kind of anticlimactic, number one.
Honestly, I appreciate it because every time we hear about ghosts, they're all fucking ghosts from the 1700s or some bullshit. And you don't hear about modern ghosts, right? So I appreciate
modern ghost Lisa. That's what you're into?
That's what I'm into. Fucking real people die all the time. And if ghosts are real, they're not old ghosts. There's all kinds of ghosts.
You don't know anything about old ghosts. The other part is, and let's see where you said that. She says I'm being paranoid. I mean, I'm not crazy, am I? That's very interesting. Kind of a little bit of a out-of-body experience of a question there. I'm one thing that I'm curious about in all of these ghostly romantic tales is, how do you keep track of your ghostly loved one? Where are they at?
I think, Tile, the company?
Excuse me?
Tile, the company that you like, you put a little tile on things if you don't want to lose your keys or if you don't want to lose like your water bottle or what, your wallet, you'll put a little tile on it and then your iPhone or your phone can keep track of whatever it is you put the tile on. Okay. They have the same thing, but for ghosts.
I don't think that's true.
Where
are you connecting this tile to?
It's an energy tile.
You are talking nonsense.
You connect it to the ghost energy. It's a product. I'm selling it on Kickstarter right now.
Oh my.
You can head over to my Kickstarter for Ghost Tile.
Ghost Tile.
Keep track of your spectral loved one, okay? They could be cheating on you.
That is, you know what? That is kind of a metal tagline. What did you just say? Keep track of your what?
Spectral loved one.
That's good, man. You know what? I'm going to go support your Kickstarter.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're up. Hit me my with
turn,
your
my
best
turn.
Shot.
Okay, cool. This one it's short, so I'm going to read it. Okay, because there's some good quotes.
I'm ready.
A British woman who claimed she has slept with at least 20 ghosts says she's now engaged to a poltergeist. Your face says you have thoughts.
I don't like the feeling that I'm the crazy one when I'm hearing these stories. So hang on. She's dated 20 ghosts,
yep.
Supposedly, uh-huh. Give or take. But she's marrying a poltergeist.
She's marrying a poltergeist, yes. If you know anything about ghosts, are different than ghosts and technically not a ghost.
All right. Well, let me be that guy. Marcus, what's the difference between a poltergeist and a ghost?
I honestly don't know, but I'm going to say,
why are you here?
I think a poltergeist moves things around and is a lot more aggressive of a spook than a ghost. Like a poltergeist possesses stuff, I think, is the difference between a ghost and a poltergeist.
I don't think the continuity is holding up through these tales.
I think she just made it up, but let's pretend that she knows what she's talking about.
No, let's not do that because let's go back to the 20 ghost thing. How do you know they're different ghosts? How do you know? Okay, let's play along, but still ask questions.
Okay.
How do we know it's not the same? Hang on.
I know the answer to this.
Hang on. Let me say, how do we not know that it's not just the same ghost boy coming back around?
With like a mustache?
Yeah, with a ghostly mustache.
Hello, honey. Stranger. I'm here for the sex.
So she actually said, I watched like 3 video interviews with her to like really a deep dive into this woman's backstory. She said that they all have different energies and she can tell the difference by feeling them. That's what she says.
What do you make of that?
I think that maybe she's just really in tune with the afterlife and maybe she just kind of, just feels, the differences between the spirits. And she gets around. She's very familiar with the ghost world. And good for her. You know, you got to go out there. You got to strut your stuff. You got to get what you get out here. Okay. It's hard.
You know, I think another interesting thing to ponder is, and maybe they said it in their stories, I don't remember, is how are us, you know, skinwalkers, you know, us
skinwalkers.
I don't know. It's just what came to my head. How do
us meatbags.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Very good. How do we put ourselves on the market to be, you know, on the market for the spooks? I mean,
Josh, I know you're married, happily married.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pretend that you're not actively putting yourself out there for the ghost world. And you should clarify. You should clarify for the ghosts listening to this podcast that you are married and you are not looking for spectral sexual intercourse.
Oh, okay.
Of any kind.
I think you've done that enough for the both of us, so I'll just leave it at that.
But I'm
all
open.
All I'm saying is, did these people want, again, we'll play along. We'll play along. We're on board. We're on the spook train. I mean, is there an ice cream social on every third Sunday of the month that you meet with the ghosts and you know take little love potion tests or something?
There's Tinder for ghosts.
Is
that's
there?
What, yeah, though, there's Tinder for ghosts. So you go on, you swipe on the ghosts, and then someone comes to your house and performs a seance and summons the ghosts, and they mediate the date to make sure that there's no funny business.
What's funny business?
Possession. Okay. Sucking out your energy, dragging you to hell.
Tagline for the episode. Funny business equals exorcism.
Good. Okay, let me continue with the article.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot where I left off, but in December, Amethyst Realm, her name, I'm assuming not her given name, but it might be. Amethyst Realm told British TV show ITV this morning that she cheated on her fiance with a ghost. And has since gone on to have supernatural affairs with at least 20 paranormal beings. Well, now she says she's found true love with an apparition. Realm said the ghost asked her to get married during a trip to celebrate their 9-month relationship at England's Wookiee Hole Caves, according to The Sun. There was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees. But for the first time, I heard him speak, she told The Sun. I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real. The 30-year-old said she met her spooky match, who doesn't have a name, during a work trip to Australia in February. I've not had a phantom fling for a while, and as I was away on business, starting a new relationship was the last thing on my mind. The Bristol-based spiritual counselor told The Sun. Then one day, while I was walking through the bush, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. A new lover had arrived. Kind of like Pokemon. You know, you're just out there in the bushes, and all of a sudden you have a wild encounter. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Conceptually, any time if you're open to it, ghosts could come and find you for sex.
Oh.
Realm said her friends and family have embraced her unusual engagement, and now she is planning her big day as a pagan ceremony. We haven't discussed the details yet, but I think it will be quite a big to-do, she said. However, the couple already had sex on the plane back from Australia when they first met. I was happy and excited, so excited that we had to do something about it, she said. So we headed to the plane, Lou, and well, I am now a member of the Mile High Club. The bride-to-be added that this engagement is much more satisfying than her previous living fiancé. Sometimes I get the feeling that I'm being moved, she said. Orgasms I have with my spirit lovers have been way more satisfying than anything I've had with ordinary men. My message to men still stands. Do better. Listen to your partners. Listen to their needs. Figure out what they like, what they don't like. It's not about you all the time.
Was that the end? Was that the end?
That's
of it?
It. That's the end of the article.
So hang on. I know there is a lot there, but it's kind of the darndest thing because I think my last story is the follow up to that.
Oh, is it really?
I think it might be. Have you heard anything about it?
I have, but I'm gonna let you take over.
Okay.
For the follow up.
Okay. Okay. I. Oh my. Okay. Oh. Okay. Wow. All right, so I can't remember if you said a date for that, but this one was last year as well. And the title is UK Woman Calls Off Wedding with Ghost Fiancé.
Guys, learn your lesson now from us and these women and this man. If you're going to get married to a ghost, it's going to end in divorce. Most 100%
or
of
exorcism.
Exorcism. 100% of spectral marriages end in divorce. Only 50% of living marriages end in divorce. So we're doing better, guys. Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. So this one's shorter. So, and I quote, a UK woman has been haunted by her dating decisions after her boo no longer kept in the spirit of their relationship. As seen in the video above, Amethyst Realm 32 explains she was engaged to Ray, a ghost she claimed to have met on holiday in Outback, Australia, 2018. Realm said while she had known of other ghosts, Ray was the first she was involved with romantically. According to Realm, the pair flew back to the UK together and have a relationship before he proposed that year. But Realm has revealed the wedding is off and the relationship vaporized. So now we've called the wedding off, she told the UK breakfast television show this morning. It was going really well until we went on holiday, Realm said Ray completely changed while on holiday in Thailand, with his ghoulish behavior continuing upon their return. I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday, she said. He just started becoming really inconsiderate. He disappeared for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days. She told the program she suspected Ray was doing drugs and partying a bit too much. The spirits he would bring home would be crashing and banging and making strange noises. Realm said she has made the decision to remain single for the foreseeable future.
I watched that interview and it was hilarious.
I need you to tell me about
laying
it.
Laying in bed, cracking up. She said all of that's in the article you read, just with a straight face, as if she was telling the truth and just a real thing that happened to her. And it was just, but the things she was saying out of her mouth were just so funny. And I was just laughing so much.
Can I just go back? I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd. Ray was doing drugs and partying a bit too much.
Yep. They asked her, they were like, how was he doing drugs? And she was like, I don't know. Just like ghost drugs.
Ghost? Did she say ghost drugs?
No, she didn't say ghost drugs. But they were like, they were like pressing her a little bit. The interview, I will say this. The people interviewing her were incredibly polite. They weren't condescending at all. They were like asking questions and being a little bit like, you know, poking a little bit.
Tongue in cheek a little.
Yeah, a little tongue in cheek, but they weren't being super rude like most, I think, news people would have taken this story. And the funniest thing about the video that this article is from, they brought up COVID because this was recent. Like this was during COVID that she was dating this ghost.
Of course, of course.
So they brought it up and they said like, oh, were you worried about anything? Did you guys stay indoors and stuff? And she said, of course. And they were like, oh, can ghosts get COVID? And she was like, yes, of course ghosts can get COVID.
What are we doing?
So we took every precaution necessary.
What are we doing here?
So I don't know if you knew this, but ghosts can get COVID. So if you're a ghost listening to this podcast, please make sure you go out there and get vaccinated. Do your part.
Again, we all make choices. We all make decisions. We're all responsible for the things that we do and say. And again, if people want to live on the edge and explore the realm on the other side with you know, romantic interest, mm-hmm. that is your decision. By all means, do what you need to do. But again, I would just like to go back to the continuity, because I'm getting too many different vibes from too many inputs. There can't be Captain Jack Sparrow killing it in the Haiti Islands or whatever in the 1700s, but then Ray the Ghost falling in with a bad crowd and doing ghost drugs.
What is with you and your old-timey ghosts only? All kinds of ghosts are allowed.
No. I'm not even saying that they need to be old-timey ghosts. What I'm saying is I feel like from what I've been led to believe, ghosts operate in a certain ghostly way.
I don't know.
And I don't think that the majority would say that includes falling in with the wrong crowd and partying.
You don't know ghosts. Have you dated a ghost? Okay.
I never claimed to.
These people are talking from experience, but I just had a thought. What if, hear me out. What if Lisa and Ray are together and Lisa is cheating on her spouse, but it's with Ray?
They stole Amethyst's wallet or whatever. They got the booty, that plunder. I don't know.
These stories are all connected. It's all the same.
Oh man. What have you learned from all of this? Go ahead.
I learned that the practice of ghost weddings is really fascinating, and I want to learn more about the history of ghost weddings in China. And that all the other ghost weddings that we talked about today, I am concerned for the well-being of those people. And I hope they're okay after their experience with ghosts. And if they want to go on fucking ghosts, so be it.
So be it indeed.
What about you? What did you learn?
I'm certainly left with a lot to think about. I don't know, man. I think that's all I have to say.
This one took a lot out of you.
I don't know why. Again, you're right. I don't know why I did. I'm sitting here facepalming half the time. Again, it's not out of judgment. I swear on my little heart, it's not out of judgment.
Yeah.
It stresses me out, I guess. I don't know why.
You know what would be interesting? I think if they could take this, their experience with marrying ghosts, and teach people who are out there and want to have similar experiences and guide them through it. I feel like that would be really popular if someone could have like guided meditation or a guided process into how you would meet ghosts.
Are you willing to follow that call?
Hear me out. If someone reached out to us and said, "Hey guys, I can lead you on a spiritual journey where you could meet a ghost," I would do it. Would you do it?
I think that's a larger conversation for another day.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, much like the Haitian pirates, I would suggest that we take this puppy out to sea. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on YouTube at Weirdzilla Pod, I believe. If the continuity still holds up on
our end, yeah, at Weirdzilla Pod everywhere, baby.
That's where we're at. And again, if you have any weird, spooky, gross tales that you would find entertaining enough for our stupid voices to read out loud, send them in to the Weirdzilla Podcast at gmail.com. I'm going to read them Marcus isn't. Just kidding. You'll probably read the next one just for fun.
Hell yeah. Let's go. I'm excited. I'm leaving. I see them in our inbox and I'm leaving them unread because I am excited to have the real experience of reading them on the podcast.
I like your enthusiasm. And much like the spectral ghosts. I don't know. That was my serve. I didn't know how else
to. Hold on. We talked about this before. We're going to practice an ending to the podcast episode. Okay.
Oh boy.
I'll start it, and then you end it.
Before we start, let the record show that you sat up for this. So
I'm very excited.
For the past hour, you've been lounging like you couldn't care less, but now you are up straight. Continue.
I was lounging so I could be relaxed. It helps calm my anxiety.
I love it.
I also was very self-conscious about the chair creaking so much last episode that I wanted to be perfectly still this whole episode.
You did it. You did well.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And remember, if you've got a ghost marriage that needs exercising,
the Weirdzilla podcast is always grinding.